Oh yes, Guilty Movie Pleasure fans, we've been gone for a couple weeks, so we figured we'd kick things up a notch. And Mach 5 sounds cool, but how about we hit Mach 6 instead as we go Speed Racer, go!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Guilty Movie Pleasures.
Sorry. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're here.
Ben just exposed a gashing wound to me.
I don't know if you can see it on the camera. I have a pretty sizable... It's like a paper cut, but it was from a piece of metal on this chest I have at home.
Yeah, if you cut your hand on a sword,
yeah,
it's and, like a paper cut.
Yeah, it's like the Evil Dead, where I half expect my hand to start talking to me and be like, ah, give this! Yeah. Daisy, my daughter, just keeps going, da-da, boo-boo, ouch!
Yeah, it's very she's sweet. Right.
She's very concerned.
That's exactly what
Neosporin.
I said.
Neosporin. This week's episode is sponsored by Neosporin.
Not officially. You guys get
but
it.
Hey, if you want to. Hey, we're back. Sorry we've been gone. It was Halloween, and then I was out of town in Kentucky for my wife's best friend's wedding, but we're here, and that's what matters. I'm your host, Ben Begley, and with me as always...
Jesse McIntosh.
Yes, a.k.a. Channing Tatum.
It's your boy, Channing Tatum.
I hope somebody's tuned in for the first time and super confused. If you are tuning in for the first time, just listen to about 35 other episodes and you'll get that joke, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start with whatever movie we covered with Channing Tatum.
Listen, I want you to know that it's been like a steady arc that we've gone on.
And I'm pixels.
Telling, yeah, I'm telling a story with it. And you just have to pick up yep. on the little bits and it's a full story if yep. you hear the whole thing.
It's like the John Oliver Scientology thing he just revealed. Did yes. you see that?
No, I saw like
oh,
a
yeah.
YouTube thing.
He's been planting it. Yeah. it. Anyways. Uh-huh. So today we had a list of suggestions that we've been compiling of Twitter from Twitter, from YouTube. And I sent the list to Jesse. And we both decided on Speed Racer because neither of us had seen it. And I love the Wachowski siblings as filmmakers. I've always thought that they were very visually dynamic and bonkers with this. I think that even a film as silly as Jupiter Ascending, there's some really fun visuals in it. Cloud Atlas I thought was awesome. Nobody liked that movie or saw it, but I thought it was fantastic. I thought Tom Hanks was great in it. Matrix, obviously. The second two Matrixes are matrices.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're okay, but there's something visually amazing about all of their movies. I will say that most of their films are about 15 minutes to a half hour too long, and this film definitely suffers from that.
Leaning towards the half an hour version.
Oh, it's definitely a half hour too long. Now, having never seen it before, and vaguely remembering watching the cartoon when I was a kid. I just remembered the theme song, and it was about racing. I don't remember if it was about a pseudo death race, like you said. What did you say it was? It's a combo.
Combination of Death Race, Mad Max Fury Road, and Disney's Cars.
And I said instead of Disney's Cars, I said Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It was what mm-hmm. for me it was Mario Kart meets Death Race.
Yeah.
Is what it was. And so I guess the cartoon was that. I feel terrible having. I literally finished watching this movie before driving over here, so it was a mad dash.
It's better than after driving.
You're right.
Or while driving.
You're right. But
stay
I enjoyed.
Stay safe.
My hot take on it was that I enjoyed it. I thought it was visually bonkers. My daughter sat with me for the last half hour and watched it silent. She was just like mesmerized by the colors. And whenever the bad guy came on the screen, she'd go, Daddy, he yuck. It's like she knew.
She's very astute.
So it worked.
She knows about your boo-boo and she knows that he's yuck.
Exactly. If it just wasn't, we were talking before the show, like, all this movie needed to be was, my brother died, I want to be a racer, I realize all this corruption, and I want to fight the corruption, instead of all these inner workings of this other company trying to up their stock, and there's like a backstabbing with that, but then they're not really bad, and then the brother's dead, but not really dead. I didn't mind the brother not being dead, but why not have the family get the satisfaction of that reveal and have this big reunion at the end? I assume because they were hoping for a sequel. But but this movie, like, when it kicks into high gear, it took me... I loved it in the beginning, how it started, and then when it gets into, like, the corporate stuff, I was like, huh. And then as soon as it does that Battle Royale crazy, I forget what it's called, the race across the country, it was bonkers from then on. And so anytime it was racing or fighting, I was in. But and the family stuff was fun, but all the corporate stuff was just like, it reminded me of the prequel, the Star Wars prequels, where it's just like these trade federations, and it was like C-SPAN for Star Wars, you know. But this was like just boring corporate schmoop. I just made up a word, you know.
Boring. Anyways, corporate schmoop.
But visually, it's one of the most bizarrely filmed movies I've ever seen in a good way. Now that I rambled for 35 minutes and we have no show left, how do you want to close it?
Same. Until next time.
Cheers. Coffee and water. Gotta get caffeine, gotta stay hydrated. My daughter's going through sleep regression. She wakes up at 5 a.m. every day.
A really important balance. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that I knew about this movie was that no one that I know liked it.
No one I knew has seen it.
Yeah, I remember when it came out, and a couple people that I knew saw it and said that it was awful. And then I mentioned that we were going to do it. I mentioned to my wife that we were going to do it for the podcast. And she was like, all I remember about this movie is that it's terrible. And I was like, oh, great.
Bar is lowered.
Yeah. And it was lowered just enough for me to enjoy the movie for what it was. I told you before we started, I don't know what the plot was. I can't tell you anything about the corporation and corruption.
I could loosely tell you.
I just like... I don't know if they weren't clear, or if I tuned out, or if I had an aversion to what was because it was in such stark contrast, the like minutia of that to like the flamboyance of the visual, that it just like didn't compute for me.
Not to mention they have like two or three moments where Speed Racer is like, I just don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And it's like, no, you don't need three of these moments in the movie.
But also like... Dude, your name is Speed Racer. Like, you're only gonna do one thing.
Yeah. In the whole intro, it's the best. In the whole intro, when the teacher's like, your son is only obsessed with racing and we can't figure it out.
Right.
It's like if you named your kid Coke Fiend, like, you're kind of...
Yeah, you're
I don't know why I picked Coke Fiend of all the things I could have picked.
I mean...
Velociraptor Fighter. This dude's going to find some velociraptors to fight.
Actually, that dude will be a Coke Fiend, ironically.
Yeah, ironically, Coke Fiend will fight velociraptors.
It's a lot of weird names you can give someone that'll turn them into Coke Fiend. But yeah, like, it was just so funny. Like, first of all, they named his older brother.
So funny to me.
They only had kids, what, like 10 years apart?
Yeah.
Like, that was weird to me. And then the other weird thing is they named his older brother Rex.
Rex Racer, Speed Racer, and then...
Don't know.
They said his name a ton.
Sure, I don't know.
And I instantly forgot. I'm going to figure it out while you keep going.
You figure it out.
Because I'm going to need other characters' names.
But this was certainly... they took a swing with this movie. And it was like... It was... The storytelling was done in...
I'm almost there.
Like, portions of it were nonlinear. Like, they would do montages of things that we hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Like, towards the end where he's, like, imagining all the things that people told him.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen any of those, so this was like a weird choice.
We'd seen... I thought we saw all of them.
Okay, so maybe I blocked out more than I thought.
No, yeah, they showed most of... yeah.
Well, that's good news.
Spriddle. Jesus.
Spriddle?
His name's Spriddle.
Spriddle Racer?
That... Oh, God, you're just... You birthed a child that's going to get beat up for the rest of his life. Spriddle, no wonder he only has a chimpanzee as a friend.
Not if he's friends with a chimp.
The chimp is awesome. What's the chimp's name?
Chimp.
Wait, I'm so confused. Who, Willie? Oh, Willie is the name of Chim Chim, is the chimp.
Okay.
Chim Chim, and great. The monkey who played him's name's Willie. Yeah.
So this is all good information.
Oh, there's two monkeys. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I just fact-checked myself. There's Kenzie and Willie. There are two monkeys, because monkeys are very temperamental.
Yeah, but people always give Willie the shine, so it's like, I mean, so appropriate.
Kenzie doesn't even have a headshot on him.
Come on, Kenzie.
Here's the thing.
Get it together.
Every time I see a pet monkey on screen, I instantly want one.
Right.
And then shortly after that, I usually hear a story of somebody whose face was gnawed off by a chimpanzee that was their pet.
Yeah.
And I instantly go,
they're not pets.
Probably a bad idea.
Right.
But I still want one.
Yeah, they're wild animals.
You know what I would love? An ex-girlfriend I had in college.
You know what I would love? An ex-girlfriend.
No. My ex in college, her sister had sugar gliders. Have you heard of these?
No.
They're like little baby flying squirrels with these adorable snouts.
Okay.
They're the cutest things ever, and you can toss them in the air and they glide.
Huh.
They don't die.
But they're living.
They're living creatures. They're not like a Tamagotchi or whatever.
No, I'm out. I'm out on all things that aren't supposed to be pets.
No, they're awesome. We're super hard to take care of.
I'm out on having them as pets.
I think we were talking about Speed Racer.
I was getting things wrong about Speed Racer.
This is what happens when I don't bring in notes.
No, but so the beginning.
Sponsored by Sugar Gliders.
The beginning has like there are several montages.
Well, there's
throughout.
A lot to take in the beginning.
Yeah, they just like throw stuff at you, and like they do it on a couple different timelines, and we're learning stuff about the present and the past, and all of like everything is sort of like just dumped on you.
It's but head it's, spinning,
and it's so visually interesting that it keeps you engaged with what's happening initially. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like there are parts of it that I really liked, and I think you were saying beforehand, I don't remember if you said it on mic yet or not, but like the races and the fights were great.
Yeah.
The rest of it, not so much. And, yeah, it was probably a half an hour, 45 minutes too long.
Yeah.
And if they had just stuck to like
1:45 would have been great.
If all they had done was, if the conflict within him was, I feel like I'm competing with my dead brother.
Because that was great in the first race.
In the first race, that's what I thought it was going to be.
When he lets his brother keep his record.
Yeah. And if that's all it was, then this movie would have been phenomenal. But they turned it into like some other thing.
They just hit the gas on a lot of things.
You're on fire.
Too hard. Yeah. Like, hitting the gas on the visuals and the crazy race sequences and the stylized acting, like everybody had kind of a heightened style, and then Speed Racer was very dry and just kind of serious. But they even gave like his younger brother way too many like him in small doses with Chim Chim, Spriddle and Chim Chim in small doses was adorable and fun, and you could see how kids would laugh. But then when you do it like over and over and over and over again, it's just this movie to me was a great example of excess, where you're just like, oh man, I want to see a director's cut of this where somebody just cuts it down.
Right, you know? Right, yeah.
Where it's just like, just because a movie about speed racing should not feel so clunky and long.
Yeah. And this was, it really felt like they got in everything they wanted to get in. Like, no one was overseeing this, being like,
I mean, it was right.
Maybe don't do so many face swipes across the screen.
It was right after the Matrix trilogy, so they could do whatever they wanted. Sure. You know? Sure. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it was literally like they were able to. Some of the most, I'd say 80% of the visuals I really loved, and some of it got to the point where I was like, I can't, what's happening right now?
Right.
What is happening?
Yeah.
But I did think that this was the first time, maybe one of only a few times, I can't think of any other examples off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's another example out there, but this is one of the few times I've seen a movie that's from a cartoon that when it's played out in live action looks like still like a cartoon, because
yeah.
the way it's shot, the way it's animated, it felt, I mean, obviously it's real people in animated cars,
right?
So it's like the reverse of Roger Rabbit. It's so straight, and it took me a moment to get into it, the style of it, because I was like, oof, this might be too much for 2 hours and 50 minutes. And right when I started getting stoked on it, it was when all the corporate stuff kicked in and 12:30 at night hit last night and I stopped watching it. And then today when I started again, I was like, oh, okay, it gets better.
Yeah.
But enough about that. Let's get into the plot in under 3 minutes. Good luck. Good luck, Ben and Jesse.
Sure.
Good luck, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck. I can tell already it's going to be a giant train wreck. All right.
All right,
oh,
here we go,
God,
guys.
Here goes.
3, 2, 1.
Okay,
go.
So we start off with Speed Racer in the locker room, and it's flashing back to the past where he's this speed-obsessed kid and getting in trouble in school and all that stuff, and his brother's this amazing racer, and his brother's teaching him how to race by saying, you know, don't steer, you drive, or something like that. We have the sound clip, we'll figure it out. And then his brother is in a fight with his dad. It's really, you don't fully understand why, and he's like, you shouldn't do this, you're turning your back on the family. And we think that he's just being greedy and going with the corporation, but instead he's trying to expose something, and then he dies in a tunnel, and then that's it. Now Speed Racer's racing, and he's about to beat his brother's record, and then he stops and doesn't, and lets his brother still live on through his record.
But he still wins the race, and then
yes.
He's fielding all of these calls, come to our team, we want to sponsor you for whatever, the Grand Prix, I guess.
Yeah.
And a guy shows up to their home.
Who's in a purple private jet.
Yeah, in a jet, and he takes them to see his, like, corporation, basically. He walks them through, he's got the candy on the plane.
The longest sequence ever.
That Skirtle. Skirtle's obsessed. Yeah,
sure. Let's just call
is obsessed with.
Skirtle.
I don't know. Speed Racer turns him down in the moment, and then he's like, oh, take your time to think about it, and then Speed Racer comes back and turns him down again, and then he gives him this long lecture of, like, this is about the money, this isn't about racing.
Turns real bad real quick.
Yeah.
He goes full supervillain immediately. Uh-huh. And doesn't try and hide his cards at all. He tells him that all the races are rigged since the history of the World Racing League. Speed Racer's dreams are crushed because the 43rd Grand Prix that him and his dad fell in love with racing over and bonded over, that was fixed too. So the guy is like, I'm going to destroy your family. And so for all this buildup, there's a brief moment where his family's reputation is destroyed before Racer X and Inspector Deck from Wu-Tang Clan comes over. No, I'm kidding. He comes over and with Racer X, and they're like, we're going to expose him. We're going to get into this street race that's across the country, the something of somethings, and if the three of us win, then we can go into the Grand Prix and we'll expose that it's all about the stock prices or something like that for this other company in Japan. And then they do this amazing race sequence that's all, and there's a mob boss in there that was trying to beat up this very confusing
multiple days, and they poison the Asian guy, and then yeah, I know,
it gets so confusing. Yep. I don't know why.
And then the family shows up. They didn't know that he was racing, and then they help him, like, retool his car.
Yeah.
And then they end up winning, and then
the mob boss shows up, and they end up fighting him in this really awesome, weird fight sequence.
Yep.
And they end up winning, and then, oh, God, oh, then they go on to the Grand Prix. Oh, they find out that they were screwed over, and that this is all just a corporate merger, and then the one girl, the sister of the brother who screwed them over, comes and gives him her invitation to the Grand Prix, and so he goes and races, and basically, he whoops ass in the Grand Prix, knocks out everybody, and wins, and then we find out that Racer X is actually his dead brother, still alive.
Yep.
Look at that!
We did it.
We did it. We can go home. I feel good.
Nice.
I like it.
Well done.
Well done. Well done, Steve.
I do have a question right up top, and this is what I was thinking about through the whole movie, is there's like news coverage on his brother's death, but it seems like the goal of these races is to kill all the other drivers.
They don't die, though.
How do they not die?
Did you notice they get engulfed in like this like bubble wrap?
The
and
Grand
bounce.
Prix, yes, but the one across the country,
they're still bubble. They show it.
They were like going down cliffs.
Because I really paid attention.
I saw the bubble in like the
when the snake
on
guy
the track races.
When the snake guy falls off the cliff, a bubble shows up.
Oh, I didn't notice
because I think given Rex's if I'm understanding correctly, after Rex's death. And deaths in that race before is when they enacted that safety protocol of, like, this
Got
bubble
it.
Wrap stuff.
Got it.
Is what I... Where they basically become a human bouncing
but then
ball.
How come when Speed Racer gets knocked down the cliff, he doesn't turn into a...
Because he didn't crash yet. It's like an ejector seat when you're about to totally wreck and bail out.
I remember that because they had the guy, like, floating down in the parachute.
How awesome. Okay. That's one of my... I know I'm jumping way ahead, but when he gets knocked off the cliff and his tires turn to spikes and he rides down the cliff driving and then launches and flips over and lands on the other side of the mountain and drives up it, I was like, that's awesome!
Yeah.
There was so many vision. It felt like I was watching... A well-made video game movie.
It did.
Is what it felt like.
Yeah.
And if this was based on a video game, it would be considered one of the best video game movies ever made, because it felt like that.
I don't know if it would be considered that, because...
In my mind.
Again, everybody hates this
everybody
movie.
Everybody hates it, but me.
So...
like I said, from what I saw, because as I said, I had to rush to watch it, so I had to fast-forward through some of the family stuff and some of the corporate stuff. Sorry. I hope nobody out there is a super fan of this.
I mean, clearly I didn't absorb 100% of this movie. Because, like...
it's weird that I...
It's so strange.
I was like, wait, no, that happened.
I was for real locked into this movie the whole time. And for some reason, just like...
Maybe,
stuff is slipping
were you home
back.
When the Exterminator started?
No.
Did you get drugged?
No, that wasn't part...
Okay,
oh,
okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was. And
let's,
I did.
Let's play clip number one. This is the brother teaching him on what seems like the world's most dangerous track to be having a brother... teaching your little brother how to drive.
What do I do?
Stop steering and start driving.
Okay.
There's several... That's another thing we should say. Visually, this movie's awesome. Script-wise, there's a ton of lines that sound like they're taken from... It's almost like when you watch a foreign film and the dubbing has been done poorly, and it's like mistranslated to a degree where you're like, that sounds way too on the nose or way too like there's so many lines in this movie like that where you're like, oof.
Well, their whole relationship built around like, just feel the car. Like, you need to have a relationship with the car. It's a living thing.
And I'm like, what?
It's actually not.
It's not a living thing, though.
You can't feel a car. When he's stopped and
at
like,
the end?
Yeah, there's only one way to restart it. And he closes his eyes.
Like, you tell me what you need.
Yeah. That's not how the cars work.
Even in this world where cars can seemingly do everything.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, monster trucks where it comes alive and there's an alien inside of it. Right, I didn't see that movie,
It's just a car.
It's just
and
a car.
Like, if there's a specific way to handle it, you have to know the logistics of that before you get in that car.
Yeah.
So that is, that's strange advice given to someone who doesn't know how to drive.
Speaking, and he's steering, and he's like 10 in what seems like a death race. And at that point, I don't know if I fully had connected that they could bail out and live if they crash. And I was just like, oh, this is just bad, brother. Yeah. I mean, you are a rebel, sir. I was worried.
Sure.
as his parents. But the one takeaway, another takeaway I had from this movie, I like that I said the one after saying like 400, the one takeaway out of 7,000.
I had zero takeaways, so.
Is just how much damage they do to each other's cars.
It's unbelievable.
It's like, even when he's mad at Racer X later on and they're like slamming into each other, I'm like, don't you guys have a race suit? Like, what? I'm like, oh man.
You still need to drive.
How do you have a limitless amount of money to fix up these super fancy, expensive cars? I get that your family owns a body shop.
I don't know.
But eventually.
They didn't spend a lot of time dealing with the world. Because, like, that was another thing. Like, where are we? And, like, what's going on in the world that this is, that races exist like this?
It seems like this is all that's going on.
Yeah.
I would have loved, instead of all the corporate stuff, setting up the universe we live in.
Right.
Like, in 2000, blah, 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 this began. And just show us how it progressed to this. Instead of like, hey, you're in.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much the whole movie.
That was
a good impression. Nailed it. I forget what this sound clip is. Let's just play it.
Well, it's called Nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what are you two doing?
Nothing.
Was that the same nothing that broke my last couch?
No, that was a totally different nothing.
See, that's an example of Spriddle and Chim Chim being charming and funny, where they're fighting each other. In a throwback to anime where they're watching a Japanimation on the TV and then they start fighting each other in like half animated, half live action. And it's fun and it's imaginative. And I can see if I'm a kid loving that, I can see a kid watching this for about an hour and then getting restless. That's the problem. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
No kids. Even the new even Incredibles 2, which is a fantastic movie, is still a little too long at 2 hours. And that's an incredible film.
Hey.
You know, it's a really good movie, but it's still just animated movies should be. I feel like I love Disney movies when we were growing up, like 88 minutes.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. I wonder if they got like caught up with the fact that this is not all animated. Like, I wonder if it had been all animated, if they were like, we need to fully make this a kids movie.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Because I don't know who this is for. I think that's the problem this did so bad is, I don't know who this was geared towards except diehard Speed Racer fans.
Yeah. I mean, I think kids, because like, as we found out at the very, very end of the movie, the sort of like narrator and voice of the movie was Sparkle, or what's the little boy's name?
Spriddle.
I'm going to get it wrong on purpose. From now. It was Sporkle. And he like, cause he jumped in and he was like before the kiss, it was like, for those of you who aren't ready for this, it's coming.
Yeah.
And he had like stopped a couple kisses earlier in the movie. So like he's the one who's like, who's connecting with the audience in the mind of the creators of this film. But they just weren't like, they weren't super loyal to that concept throughout.
No. Yeah. I think I would love to just have, I can't say enough, just chop out stuff. But anyways, that was a really funny moment, that different kind of nothing. That's such a precocious kid moment. Yeah. Like, nope, that was a totally different kind of nothing. I just think that's such a funny line to me. And then, so basically, after his brother dies, there's all this, he does this he's grown up now. It's 8 years later. He's doing his first race, and it's this epic, crazy, where they don't pull any punches. They just hit the gas in the beginning. I've said hit the gas like 700 times, and I don't mean to, but I have. Where the first race sequence is crazy and awesome, and they don't establish yet, which was confusing to me later on. They don't establish that you're allowed to use like weapons and things like that.
Right.
Like that's just a straight race. And then the one across the country is like full on Mad Max. And then the Grand Prix I thought would be more legit, but they're still just using weapons.
No, they're like, but then the guy got in trouble for using like hook. The, yeah.
I was like, but everything else seemed way.
Yeah.
Like what's wrong with a hook compared right. to everybody
it seems,
else?
Seems like you're encouraging violence here. Why don't you just embrace all of it? Yeah. Why are there any rules in
are
that
there
case?
And how, like normal races when you go there are dangerous to sit by the sidelines. Yes. For yes. at like NASCAR, this one they launch a car into one of the screens. It's just like, what? Do you have to sign a waiver as you enter the park? That's like, hey, if a car launches or if you get hit by a bubble wrapped person, uh-huh. You can't sue us. You know.
Well, again, like maybe this set is just part of the world. Yeah.
Just set up the world more. I want to know the waivers.
Yeah.
Let's play this next clip. Clip number three. My religion.
This is my religion.
Oof. This is when, so this is when he goes full supervillain.
Yes.
This is when, what is his name? Something Royalton. Mr. Royalton. Who cares? Robert Royalton. Spirtle.
Sparkly. Sparshall.
Okay.
Yeah. With an apostrophe.
Here's the thing. All we needed was for Speed Racer to go there, see all this cool stuff, and immediately turn him down.
Yes.
Because then we, as an audience, go, hey, he's a hero because he instantly knew that this was a bad situation. Instead of going back home, mulling it over, sitting with Trixie, which, by the way, Trixie is such a bad side character. Like, she gets a moment to race and could be awesome, but they give her nothing to do.
Wait, and so just to tag on to that also, like, she did a really competent job racing.
Yeah.
So am I just to believe that anybody can race? Like, we didn't see her in the car ever.
Apparently, they mentioned once that she races, but, like, why didn't they show, like, build the world more! But instead of all this corporate stuff, like, instead of a quick flashback of her punching a kid when they're kids, show her racing him on a bike or
right,
something
exactly.
when they're kids because, and establish she's a racer, too.
Yeah, she's never, ever, ever in the car
she's
otherwise.
She's just pining for, she's like, this would not pass the Bechdel test because she's just, like, pining for him the whole time.
Yes.
And just like the doughy-eyed, like, well, whatever you need, Speed, I'm here for you. It just like felt like something out of the 50s.
Yeah.
And I love Christina Ricci, and I was struggling to watch her scenes because she was given so little to do. So,
well, to be fair, like, nothing sweeps a girl off her feet like just a complete dud of a 4 or 5 year old, however old he was in that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was so disinterested in anything except racing. And I can't imagine anyone being like, that guy. Yeah.
So like I was saying, though, I think they should have just had him say no there with his family. His family's proud of him. And then he goes, and then that's when the guy goes off in front of his whole family, where it's like, oh, man, this turned fast.
Yeah.
Instead of the whole sitting and thinking about it, coming back, thinking about it again in front of him and then saying no. And then the guy being like, I'm going to destroy you. And then having a 3-minute sequence where his family's business is destroyed, which clearly doesn't really do anything because Racer X immediately appears. But before that, there's that awesome sequence with Racer X rescuing the other racer from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name. I feel bad. I can't remember everybody's name. I'm going to figure it out, though. But that sequence is rad. Where, like, you think that there's this... They're in, like, some mob boss's home, and they're torturing the guy, and they have piranhas... And then you find out it's on a giant moving semi-truck on the highway, and Racer X comes rolling up, and he has a machine gun on the side of it, and he's blasting through, and you see it, like, all these colors and stuff just flying out, and everybody jumping in slow motion to dodge the bullets, and then the piranha tank leaks, and he puts his henchman, instead of making the guy they're torturing put his finger in, he makes his henchman put his finger in.
Which is great.
So awesome.
Or just finding any, like, inanimate object that could have plugged that hole. Like,
also,
there has to be something around.
They know it's going to get eaten, and he's just going to have to keep putting fingers in.
Well,
I think
his bone remained.
Yeah,
they didn't eat the bone. So yeah. He was like, it's going to eat your flesh, but you'll have your bone.
And there's a little bit of blood that comes out. And I was like, oh, good on you.
Yeah.
There's two moments that are a little adult. There's that. And then later on, he says, get that weak shit off my track. And I was like, whoa.
Hey.
That's a little
Settle down, big fella.
I get in parent mode now, where I'm like, if I was watching this with my kid, I'd be like, oh no!
Yeah.
That's why I understand when I was a kid and we watched Adventures in Babysitting, and my mom and dad would always cover my ears with, nobody F's with the babysitter. Don't F with the babysitter. They'd be like, and I'm like, mom, I know what they're saying.
We watched, in junior year of high school, we watched the movie Election in English class. I've
still never seen that.
And there were like huge chunks of it that that they covered the TV for. And he was like, our teacher was like, peeking under to to find out when it was over, and then he would let us watch again.
We watched Return of the Killer Tomatoes in like seventh grade because it was with George Clooney, and our teacher just brought it in. And within 10 minutes, there's a scene where the girl tomato is in the shower and grabs a towel, and her bare breasts push up against the shower. And we're all seventh graders like, ooh!
Yeah.
She instantly turned it off and put on Black Beauty instead.
Oh, well, that's... Without George Clooney, without George unfortunately. Clooney.
Yep. I got to figure out that other character's name. Keep talking, Jesse. Figure out something to say.
Yeah, so when, like...
like I just threw you into the bus there.
Just like Racer X. So Speed Racer's decision not to go with this corporation.
Taijo.
Perfect.
And his name's Rain.
His real name's Rain? Yeah, it is.
For his stage name. It's named Rain. Yeah, Taijo. So anyways.
So his decision not to go with the corporation. I liked the speech he gave before the villain went all super villain. But I think that we just had to, like, we had that false start in the, like, he should have shown him the place and then been like, take the day to, or take the night to think about it. And then had him come back instead of like setting this whole thing up with his family and being like, so what do you think? And him being like, I love this suit. I'm not sure. Wait. And then like doing that whole false start. Ugh. Just being like, go home, think about it. Have him come back, do that. And then he could be like, great. Well, just so you know, I'm going to murder your family.
There's about 50. Yeah. He's full of. Let's. Because he basically then says, racing is all about money and money is my religion. Can we play that clip one more time?
This is my religion.
I could get totally political here, but I'm not going to. So you just insinuate what I would say that would trigger people that get annoyed by those kind of jokes.
Listen, Ben, step on the gas, man.
And then replay it again.
Don't be afraid.
So anyways, let's see. Let's play clip number 4, please.
It's in German.
About the monkey parts.
So this is when... I like playing the clips and not telling you what it is.
Yeah.
This is when the kid and
Stumper and Chim Chim
are watching the grand are trying to watch the big race across the country, which has a very specific name and I can't remember. The Crucible. It's called the Crucible. But it's called something else. It's also called the Crucible. There's many names.
Yeah.
It's like it's like Daenerys Targaryen, where there's several names for this.
Yes.
So they switch it to a monkey channel and trying to cover up with the dad.
And
he's like, it's in German, not the monkey parts. And I just thought that was really funny.
It is very funny.
Again, that's when the kid works really well.
The kid should only have been watching TV.
Yeah. Every time he's watching TV, he's great.
He's great.
When they get a little, like when he's hopped up on sugar and like driving around like a coke fiend or a velociraptor fighter. Hey, callback with Chim Chim.
Well done.
And they're driving around the big fancy laboratories of Royaltons. And people are, like, zooming out of the way. It just got a little too wacky for me.
Yeah, and when they were walking around in the trench coat and Chim Chim was on top.
Yeah. I actually kind of love that.
Yeah.
It's you're a really tall chimpanzee.
Yeah, in a trench coat. Make a better decision.
Here, that moment would be fine if they hadn't just had a crazy, silly, like, too much moment.
Yeah.
Now I need to go rewatch the cartoon to see what I've been missing. I'm good. I got it instantly. It was like, nah.
I changed my mind.
So then there's that awesome Racer X rescue sequence. And I forget how he gets him out of there.
I forget how he gets him out. Well, he like him out.
Yeah.
He gets thrown out of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picks him up and he's like, do you promise to be with us on this? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, all right, see you later.
Good enough.
Yeah.
So then they all, basically, there's a bunch of stuff that happens. And like this corporate, somebody's trying to drive up the stock of this specific engine that's made in Japan. They're trying to ruin, we think Royalton's trying to ruin the company, but actually they're conning Speed Racer. And I don't know. Who cares? Anyways.
this is great. So they're trying to figure out if what the inspector knows, and this is Speed Racer trying to say, like, maybe he was wrong about my brother's death. And just the alliteration and rhyme scheme here is fantastic. Can we play clip number 5?
Inspector detectors suspected foul play, but nothing could be proved.
Can you just play that again?
Inspector detectors suspected foul play, but nothing could be proved.
I'm going to challenge you.
Please.
Say inspector detector suspected 5 times fast.
Inspector detector suspected. Inspector detector suspected. Inspector detector suspected. Inspector detector suspected. Inspector detector suspected.
Oh! Inspector detector. Oh, hold on.
Already victory.
Inspector detector. Inspector detector. Oh my god, I can't do it. Inspector detector is suspected. Inspector detector suspected. Inspector detector suspected. Inspector detector suspected. I want to keep saying accepted. I can't do
but
it.
But that's not the
it's
word.
Too much. It's yeah. Too much. Hurts my brain. I've been up since 5 a.m. Don't judge me. Anyways, I'm lucky I said inspector detector.
We've proven right here definitively that I am better than
it's
Ben.
It's inspector detector. Well, we already knew that. My wife says that every time. Jesse's the funny one. Inspector detector. I like that. I like Inspector Deck if he was randomly in here from Wu-Tang instead.
Yeah, yeah.
But the that's another thing. Like, we don't really... They spend so much time on the corporate stuff that we don't even really get to learn much about inspector detector. He just kind of shows up. And is like, we all gotten to figure it out. I think he's French or German.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Everyone has a different accent.
I don't know. But I would have loved to have known his relationship with the family a little bit more. Like, right. How, like, give me more backstory on that. Instead of a 40-minute speech from the bad guy going, we will destroy your family. This sure. is how he talks. This is my religion.
But I actually, like...
It's a pretty good impression.
That's not bad. That was not bad.
Can you do Channing Tatum as the bad guy in this?
This is my religion.
Yes. I like that I laugh like a wheezing old man.
I have a very small hole to laugh out of.
Now I just turn it to the... Did you ever watch Wacky Races, the Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
No.
When we were kids? Mm-hmm. There's a dog that was the sidekick to the villain on the show, and he would always laugh like... And I always thought it was really funny, and now I subconsciously
now you
do it.
Now you do it. You adopted it. But I just to, like, push back a little bit on that. He's so intertwined with, like, the stuff I didn't like about the movie. Mm-hmm. I could have done away with him. I could have done away...
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Have him and make him matter or don't have
or
him
Or don't
all.
Have him. Just don't have him. Like, just really, this is... It should have been about the family.
And the brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It should have been about the family and the brother against corporate America, and I'm okay that they threw ninjas in.
Sure.
Because that sequence was awesome.
Yeah,
which we have a sound clip on, we'll get to in a second. But, so after they win this race, this death-defying... crazy race that I can't even begin to describe. You just have to watch the Crucible race sequence, because there was some of the most bonkers things I've ever seen in a film. Like we said, it's imagine Mario Kart, where you, instead of running over a question mark block and getting a weapon, they just have seemingly limitless amounts of weapons that they can do, and they're launching cars over each other. They're launching into cars and knocking them into another car and flipping them, and spikes, all this crazy. It's insane.
And for some reason, they have spotters and helicopters who are, like, making sure everyone's
His Australian mechanic safe. Is... I love him.
Yeah.
He's so weird.
Yeah.
All right, Speed Racer, we're going to do this. It's so good. I love that guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Always just... sleeveless. Yeah, always showing the guns.
I mean, he's ready to mechanic at any point.
He always brings the guns. So there's this... So after they win, there's a sequence where they're all in this hotel or something, and... these ninjas break in.
So this is not after he won. This is like in between the 2 days of the race, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
You're right. Yeah. They poison him so that he can't win.
Right.
And then that's when they have his sister be a proxy for him. And then Trixie switches with her, I guess, because Trixie's a better racer than her.
I guess.
But they poison him. But they don't, like, kill him. They just give him something that basically makes him sleepy for a couple days. Because it's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
But there's this awesome sequence that works in the goofy, like, family movie tone, where there's, like, the world's worst ninjas come in and get their asses whooped by Speed Racer. Racer X has a pretty badass fight scene. But it starts off badass with Racer X, then gets super goofy with the kid and Chim Chim, yes. with Spriddle and Chim Chim and Speed Racer, and then awesome again with John Goodman. And I love that they do a super cool, this is just where they sum up exposition in 5 seconds, where it zooms in on his ring and he's a world wrestling champion.
Yeah.
And he whoops this ninja's ass.
It's Greco-Roman, I think, Greco-Roman. Is what it was. So yeah.
He throws him like through the wind. Anyways, the very end, when they've whooped these three ninjas to hell and back, this is what happens.
Oh my God, was that a ninja?
More like a ninja. Terrible what passes for a ninja these days.
I love that. Terrible what? I just wonder how many other interactions with ninjas he's had.
I mean, back in the day, he had some interactions in this with world, real ninjas.
I think his name is actually Pops Racer, by the way, because it just says Mom and Pops Racer.
Great.
So Pops Racer, Pops apparently, Racer. Maybe when he was wrestling, he fought a bunch of ninjas in this world.
He's lived many lives.
I really want to figure out a way to use that in conversation. It's like more like a ninja. Am I right? Just see if I can fit that in.
You don't have a ton of conversations about ninjas.
No, but I do. Ask my wife. I try and like cram in other stupid jokes that I've come up with. Uh-huh. Like instead of saying like I'm done, I'll say I'm Dunzo Washington, and she's like, don't do that. Or yeah. Or I'm like, what is the other one? I don't know. There's some other one.
I always say, because my wife used to say Starvin' Marvin, and I just put a G on the end of both.
Starving Marvin.
Yeah.
See, we do stuff like that to annoy our significant others. We do dumb stuff.
But the ninjas turned out, like, they started out kind of cool with the poison, like, rolling the string down and sending the poison down the string so that they could get it while he was, like, hanging in the rafters.
And then they go to full blow.
Like, dark. That was very ninja-like. Yeah. And then they just lost it after that.
And then they never show up again.
That was it.
It's like they crammed 13 episodes of television into one really confusing movie.
Actually, yeah, that's a great way to put it.
That's what it's like. Let's play clip number 7. It's about plans.
It's called a change of plan. Yeah, that's right. We're changing your plan that changed our plan to change your plan. Right, Buzz?
So that's when in the second leg of this death race of craziness, the bad guy, the mafia guys, show up and they shoot around them. Because it's a kids' movie again, and they're like, we're going to corner you, and we're going to double-cross you, and we're going to let the other guys win. And then there's, again, another really stylized... It should be a fight scene that I hate, because normally I don't really like movies that take place in a completely green-screen world. It usually throws me off. And in fact, in the beginning... And a lot of times when it was a wide shot, it threw me off a little because you could clearly see they were on a green screen. When it was closer up and the stuff was out of focus in the background... But like when they show up in the beginning in front of the garage and it looks like a painting behind
them. Yeah, I think literally what it is, they just threw so much at you that you just can't focus on the fact that it looks fake.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And this fight sequence is great between, like, everybody gets a cool move. Everybody gets to kick these mafia guys in the face. And, like, Trixie and Speed Racer do this fun moment where they spin and then they get back to back and then they do a kick to... I don't even know how to explain it. This movie's one of those movies where, like, I can't... be like, oh, and then this happens in this action scene? Because I'm like, honestly, it was a blur of awesome colors and craziness.
Yeah.
And so they beat them, and then they get back in their cars right in time to catch up with the race. They were that far ahead that they could be held hostage and fight 10 mafia guys with Tommy guns.
Sure. And it was the one section of the race where there were no cameras, I guess they said.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we checked. There are no cameras here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's where they end up going through the tunnel where his brother died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this crazy sequence where he ends up launching around the tunnel and then knocking the snakeskin guy off the edge of the cliff. I don't even remember now. It was so bonkers. And then he parachutes out.
Yes.
But, and then he wins that. And that's when he's like, when we think, oh, all is well now. And then they're like, aha, another twist. This was all for a corporate merger. Moo-hoo-hoo, you guys are screwed again. And you're like, no, we already did this thing.
Right.
Just let him go into the Grand Prix and just up the stakes.
Right.
But instead it's like another power down for like 10 to 15 minutes of the movie where it should be ending. And they're like, hey, sorry we screwed you over. And then the sister comes over and gives him the invitation to the Grand Prix, which was such a simple way for him to get in. but they take so long to get him there.
Yeah, and you're right. It should have just been like he won that race, and then the bad guy was like, oh, he's getting closer to ruining my whole plan. And yep. That should have been it. And he should have just been allowed to be in the Grand Prix rather than like
yeah.
having this whole the stock thing and then having the – what was the guy's name? Haiju?
Taijo.
Taijo?
Taijo.
Taijo?
Taijo.
Got it.
Just say Rain.
Yeah, Rain.
The actor formerly known as Thunder.
When Rain... No, he's not a storm. He's just
don't
like a drizzle.
Don't get Rain confused with Sprinkle.
He's just... Well, he's a drizzle. Sprinkle is the kid. Chim Chim is the chimp.
Yeah. Rain.
Rain is the man who...
Is a
double-cross them and then undouble-cross
yeah,
them.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
And they're totally cool with it.
Without even really seeing it happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of corporate... Whatever. So we get to... This is my favorite. Sorry, the name of this sound clip is Beefy Pops. And so we're at the Grand Prix at the end of this movie, and they've souped up Speed Racer's car to make it just the fastest thing imaginable. Now it's not Mach 5, it's the Mach 6.
And they've done it in 32 hours, which is 4 hours faster
yeah.
than
yeah.
previous, the other thing.
But at this point in the movie, it feels like we've been watching right. it for 4 hours, because it's taking forever. But... The Grand Prix is awesome, and right before he's revving the engine, and he looks at his dad and says this.
Sounds beefy, Pops.
I'm going to go for the low-hanging fruit here.
Yes, please.
My dad can be a gaseous human being.
Kenny.
And specifically after my mom would make meatloaf, which we never fully knew what was in the meatloaf. It was just the mystery meatloaf. And mm-hmm. so we would have to deduce afterwards. And I remember my dad just letting one rip. It was like a brrr, like a foghorn. And I looked at him and I said,
sounds beefy, Pops.
We thought maybe it is beef. It's disgusting.
Could be.
I'm better than that. Could be. I'm not.
Did you know that Taco Bell for a while had to call their beef beefy? Because it wasn't actual, there wasn't enough beef in it yeah. for them to be able to call it beef.
Goo.
Yeah. This is a true thing. One of my dog's names is Beefy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so she's the only one that barks.
Yeah.
Gracie is very calm and just like hangs out
yeah.
and is like old and deaf. And so doesn't react to things. But we'll arrive home and hear a little like yapping coming from our house. And I'll turn to my wife and I'll say,
sounds beefy, Pops.
I call her Pops.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little nickname. See,
it's very sweet.
I was at the gym the other day and
show off.
There's this older guy there that was jacked and I was just trying to get some workout tips from him. And he went into this whole diatribe about high intensity training and paleo diets. And I kind of glossed over, similarly to when I watched this movie. And at the end, he was like, so does that sound good to you? And I, me trying to be macho and cool, I just looked at him and went,
this no. is my religion.
Well, that too. But no, I said,
sounds beefy, Pops.
And then I went and did the same routine I always do, because yeah, it was just way too confusing.
Yeah, you did.
I needed to voice note record him so I could listen to it later.
Sure, sure. You know, I...
He lost me after. After he went into technicalities, just like this lost me in Corporateville.
Could he see your eyes glaze over? Just, I guess not.
Just like, yeah. I feel like I checked out for a second there, like my brain went somewhere else.
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
We should figure
that
out.
The astral plane.
We should figure
that
out.
Anyways. God, I feel like I'm like stoned. It's weird what sleep deprivation will do to you.
Yeah.
We were in the Midwest, and my daughter, since we've been back, has gotten up every day at 5 a.m. And it has been... Anyways.
She's used to farming?
Screw you, daylight savings time! No, because she got on the time zone over there.
Got it.
Anyways, what were you saying before I threw us off track again?
Yeah.
Hey, so, racing pun!
Yeah, there it is. I was just going to say that, you know, like, you talk to your dad... And he, like, especially when you're younger and he, like, doesn't know the words people are using.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
mm-hmm.
He uses, like, groovy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes I would just mess with him and he would be like,
good call.
Hey, so this is our plan. How's that sound to you? And I'd just be like,
sounds beefy, Pops.
And so I got him saying beefy for a while.
And it made everybody feel
weird. To replace
weird.
Cool. Yeah.
I would love to see other situations where they're like, so do you like my proposal for the new blueprints of the the design building? And he's like, yeah, sounds beefy. And they're like, so scale it down?
Pardon me?
Or, nope, sounds beefy to me. I'm still unclear what you mean by that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Let's maybe work on your own for a while. Pops.
All right, Pops. Yeah. So now, God, I don't remember this one. It's Teach Me Something, and I'll know it after I hear it.
Okay, Mr. Two-time Grand Prix, five-time WRL Future Hall of Fame. Teach me something.
Okay. So this is the end. Clearly, I did this right before the show and can't remember anything, which is weird because I just watched it. But this is the Grand Prix. It's an epic sequence where, again, I thought there was no weapons allowed, but they're fully destroying each other left and right. And it's down to him and the cannonball or something like that. The guy who's won everything. It's down to neck and neck between those two. And they say a lot of things back and forth to each other with no microphone or way to...
Right.
And I think we talked about this during Death Race, too, right? Did we watch Death Race?
Yeah, we did.
Where it's like, are you... Like, I love that in racing movies. It was like, is that what you want? But we do it in real life, too. Yeah. How many times have you been like, hey, screw you, man! I remember there's a time where I had turned around and this guy thought I cut him off, whatever, yada, yada. We're screaming at each other, and we realized both our windows are up, and we're just losing our voice by... I was, like, yelling at the top of my lungs, and we had to just look like crazy like dogs when they're barking at you in the window, like... It's like, what are we doing that for? Why don't I just mime what I'm saying and not be so angry? Like, you know?
You know what I've started doing? I may have said it on the podcast before, but what I've started doing when someone does something dangerous, it cuts me off in traffic, anything like that, is I just start applauding. And it makes me feel better. Yeah. And anyone who sees me do it appreciates that I'm doing it. So that's my move now.
I wave and smile and it makes people more mad. If I'm like... Have a nice day. They're like,
yeah.
Let's play that clip again now that I have a setup for it. This is him listing. It's like when they meet, like I said, Daenerys Targaryen again. This is him listing all of his credits before beating him in the race.
Okay, Mr. Two-time Grand Prix, five-time WRL Future Hall of Fame. Teach me something.
Yeah! That's when he says, get that weak shit off my track. And I was like, oh.
Whoa.
Oh, my stars and garters.
Whoa, he taught you something.
Come on. So then he wins the race. He's about to kiss the girl. He's about to kiss Trixie, and Sprinkle shows up with Chim Chim. Sporklift shows up. Freeze frame for the first time the entire movie this ever happens, and he tells the audience this.
Warning. The following image may be unsuitable for the uninoculated or cootie-sensitive viewers.
Which I am.
I'm laughing like a... Ah, I loved it. I had a blast with this movie. It was a little too long, but you know what? Good for them for going full tilt. Hey!
It's unstoppable.
With what they wanted to do, you know? So I'd rather them have a pure version of their vision and go a little too far with overstuffed plot than pull back on the visuals.
100%.
That's all the time we have. Sorry to get right up to the wire there. We almost won by a nose to... That didn't make any sense. I lost
You're trying Anyways, too hard now.
Until next time, Jesse, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TooMuchJesse and for sketch at The Prom Losers.
And you can find me in the comments section when people rip me apart for my bad puns at the end of this that failed miserably at The Ben Begley on Twitter and Instagram. And also, I've said this before, Funhouse Massacre has a second life. We're going to hopefully be on a new demand service soon. We're not sure yet. We're trying to push for Shudder, so if you know people at Shudder, tell them. But also, we have new t-shirts available through Terror Threads. You can get Funhouse Massacre t-shirts. I don't get any of the money. I just think they look cool, so check them out.
I get some of the money.
Jesse weirdly does. Until next time, what is your guilty movie pleasure?
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.